Chapter 20, A Trustworthy Ally. Reb Nachum was shocked. He could not believe what he was hearing. He stared at the elderly lady, then at the prince, and again at the lady. He struggled to digest the incredible and completely unexpected revelation. Could the prince, the fabulously rich and honored Prince Johann Kambari, truly be Jewish? It did not make any sense to Reb Nachum. On the other hand, it would explain the prince's extraordinary interest in endless discussions on the Jews and their history and of the Torah and its mitzvahs. Jews, mumbled Reb Nachum to himself. Yes, Jews, the noble woman repeated forcefully after him. A slight smile danced on her lips, easing the deep wrinkles that lined her face. I can imagine that it's difficult for you to believe me, she added. Here, take a look at this, she offered, withdrawing a small portrait from the pocket of her gown. It was an image of a bearded Jew wearing a kind of turban. This is my father of blessed memory, she explained, her hand trembling as she held the portrait. Yosef Gavrieli, a Jew expelled from Spain. She fell silent and seemed to drift back through the memories of a distant past and an altogether different location. A heavy sigh forced its way out of her aged body. Even I find it difficult to come to terms with all I have gone through since the day I was first aware of my surroundings until the present time. My late father was a wealthy man, extremely wealthy. When we grew up, my sister and I, she nodded in the direction of the prince as a way of referring to his mother, our father made certain to find young Jewish men for us to marry. Then, all the Jews were expelled from Spain, and our family made its way to Slovakia. Just when it seemed that we had finally settled peacefully in a new country and were able to start a new chapter in our lives, my husband fell ill. He contracted a fatal disease that was spreading in the region at the time, and he passed away, leaving me a childless widow. My sister was amazingly good-hearted. She invited me to live in her house. Our financial situation was awful, but she always remained happy with the little she had. My sister merited something that I did not, she again nodded her head towards the prince and gave him a meaningful look. She had a son. They called him Yehuda at his bris. Once again, Reb Nachum felt himself reeling from shock. Prince Johann Kambari, who stood before him in the luxurious outfit of a Swedish nobleman and with hair flowing down to his shoulders, was in fact a Jew named Yehuda. A number of years later, the aunt explained, my sister's husband also passed away. She was left a widow with a young child to look after. But God took care of her. One day, a young Swedish nobleman with whom she was familiar revealed to her his secret. He was also a Jew. He proposed they marry, and she agreed. They moved here, and I came along with them. Yehuda soon turned into Johann and was raised as a prince in the house of Kambari. The elderly lady asked for a glass of water. She then continued. My sister spent her final years in this world in a relaxed and privileged environment. However, one thing disturbed her. It was constantly on her mind. She was pained that we had to conceal our Jewish identities. Before she closed her eyes for the last time, she made me promise that when the time was right, I would reveal the truth to her son Johann and explain to him that we are Jews. I promised her I would do that. The moment came when Johann's stepfather passed away just 2 years ago. As soon as the mourning period was over, I invited Johann for a deeply personal talk, and I informed him of our family history. At first, he responded with disbelief and absolute shock. Once he had time to absorb the information, however, he bombarded me with questions about the Jews and their way of life. With all that I have gone through in life, my knowledge of Judaism is extremely limited. We remained on constant lookout for an opportunity to meet someone like you. Finally, God has sent you our way. A thick silence blanketed the castle's lavish lounge. Reb Nachum could hear a crackling in the fireplace at the far side of the room that spread a soft glow and pleasant warmth. The prince looked at his aunt to determine whether she had finished speaking. Reb Nachum thought through all that he had heard and tried to see where the conversation was heading and what it all meant for him. The elderly aunt did not leave much time for speculation. "I did not trouble you to meet with us just so that I could tell you what was on my heart and to include an additional person in our awesome secret. Rather, this discussion has a very practical purpose. You see, we want to return to our people. We want to live the lives of Jews completely." She took a deep breath and said, "We are certainly unable to make this step openly. Apart from you, nobody in the world knows our secret. Everyone else is convinced that we are a noble Christian family. You do not need much imagination to realize what would happen to us if it became known that we took the unacceptable step of joining the Jewish people. We need a trustworthy ally, a wise person who can help us reach our goal discreetly and safely. Can we rely on you?" Reb Nachum felt his heart pounding. He realized the seriousness of the situation and the enormous responsibility he would be taking if he agreed to the request of the prince and his aunt. On the other hand, he knew that he could not turn them down. The sense of responsibility that each Jew is commanded to feel towards his fellow, regardless of the situation, left him with no choice. "With Hashem's help," he replied, "I will do the best I can. I will do everything possible to help you in the most effective and careful way." The prince and his aunt looked silently at Reb Nachum, unable to utter a word. His eyes met theirs, and he understood what they meant to say. Their faces shone with more than just gratitude. They looked at him in the way that a sailor helplessly capsized in a stormy sea looks at the person who rescued him. "God be praised," exclaimed the aunt at last. "We thank you with all our hearts," murmured the prince. "I am only fulfilling my duty as your fellow Jew," replied Reb Nachum with emotion.